what?
I do not know what.
Take a wild guess.
Is it because I sang the music from the Cure advert?
Oh, I remember that. It's George, for crows.
You think this is funny?
No, it's not.
Because I guarantee in about 3 minutes' time, you will definitely not be laughing.
Look, boys, if you think that I'm just going to stand by and let you beat up my friend, well, you've got another thing coming.
Ah, we're going to beat you up too.
What do you think we should do?
Let them have it. A lot of people are scared of them. Take potato, a lot of people would peel it, a lot of people will cube it. I don't like to, I just like to put it down, bang, two halves, in the pan, potato stew. It's a bit simple, it's a bit sexy.
Mike, how sexy am I?
Well, raw, you can have it in a sausage salad. You can have it in a sausage sandwich, you can have it in whatever you like, you can have it with a cup of tea.
Daisy, how sexy am I?
Very. Very, you look good, you look really, it's good, you're really nice, you look nice, you look nice. And because you don't want to look like you've made too much of an effort, you know what I mean? Good.
I changed my shirt.
This, my friend, is going to be one of the all-time great chicken stew. Do you know why?
Nope.
Because of this. Oregano, or oregano to you. I got it from a wise old herb merchant. On one of my many travels. This is the good shit. Woo, mother! Hello?
Oh, hi. Is that Daisy?
Yep.
Oh, hi, it's Sophie.
Oh, hi!
Nice to speak to you, finally.
Tim's told me all about you.
Have he? What did he say?
Oh, you know, usual.
Yeah, but you know, what sort of thing, you know, specifically?
Well, that... you're friends.
You share a flat.
And your name's Daisy.
Oh, right.
Is Tim there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's just getting his clothes on. It's Sophie.
Oh, Jesus. Hello.
Hey. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Good. Had a nice time last night.
Me too. What are you up to?
You know, just making myself beautiful.
Oh, listen.
Bisley, I can't come out tonight. Damien's got me
working late.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's been a misprint on the cover of one of the new issues.
Which one?
Total Cult.
Well, okay, that's fine.
I mean, we can do it another night.
We can do it next week.
How do you mean do it?
You'll find out next week.
Okay.
Bye, Bisley.
Bye.
I can't believe she's sleeping with her boss!
What?
It's just how it starts, isn't it? You know, it's excuses. Oh, I've got to work late. I've got a presentation. I've got to speak to the New York office and they're 5 hours behind. It's just, no, sorry, I can't come round tonight because I've had ever such a long day. It's me and Sarah. It's Million Egg. It's textbook. Ow! What do you do that for? Oh.
Well, you said to me that every time you suffered emotional paranoia as a result of your breakup with Sarah, I was to slap you around the face.
Yes, I did say that. Thank you very much.
We could go out.
What, you and me?
Yeah.
What about your stew?
Oh, it's finished now. I've just got to let it simmer.
I don't know, Daisy.
Come on. It'd be fun. What else are you going to do?
Okay, then.
Right.
Who is it?
Brian.
Do you want to come in? I thought you were going out.
To twists in her mood.
Oh, what a surprise, an unreliable girlfriend. What's the matter with her?
Didn't really specify.
Oh, that's right, yeah, you've got a guess, haven't you?
It must be strange being a woman, you know, all that power.
You what?
They are the true creators, aren't they? You know, because all men do is destroy things.
Yeah.
They are the true children of nature, Gaia's foot soldiers, and then, you know, they look like us.
Speak for yourself.
Two arms, two legs.
Two faces.
It's so much more to it than that, you know. If a group of women spend enough time together, their menstrual cycles synchronise.
Yeah, but men have got that too.
Mike.
No. Men have got an unspoken telepathy, a biological connection between male psyches. Whether they know each other or not, put a group of them together, always the same.
What do you mean?
Should we show him, Tim?
Mike, I really am not in the...
Oh, shit!
Kids. Bang.
Ding, ding. You ready?
Yeah. You got manoeuvres tonight, Mike?
Oh, yes, reconnaissance.
There's going to be tanks.
Tim, I've learned my lesson.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not going to steal another tank.
Right.
What time are you going, Mike?
2100 hours.
That's 9 o'clock.
Right. Would you mind taking Colin for a walk about 8?
That's 2100 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
That's never happened to me before. Minicab?
No, thanks. Listen, look after my stuff, will you? Let's get searched tonight.
Why?
Because you look like a primary school teacher.
Oh, that's enough of that.
Sorry, miss. What's the plan, then?
Right. We get the tube into Soho and go for drinks in a fashionable gay West End gay bar before popping along to the theatre to catch a new play by a hip young playwright, preferably with a swear word in the title. After that, we go to a swinging late-night coffee house and discuss the play at length before retiring to a jazz bar to listen to elaborate xylophone music and talk about the meaning of life until it's time to catch the last tube home. What do you think?
I think I'm going to go home.
Well, what do you want to do, then?
Right. We get the tube into Camden and head for the nearest bog-standard indie-oriented bar. We smoke a fatty boom batty on the way so that we can be absolutely munted by the time we order our first drink. We stay there for a few hours, where if all goes to plan, we'll end up laughing like a couple of twats. We then relocate to a low-level high street pub with an eclectic jukebox and keep drinking until we A, fall over, B, puke, or C, fall over and puke.
I like my idea better.
Yeah, well, you would.
I think it's more interesting.
Toss a coin?
Okay, then.
Two pints of cider, please.
Two crisps.
Two crisps as well.
Two
bags of crisps.
And
nuts.
Honey roast.
Daisy, I'm ordering the drinks. I can't remember what I was going to say. Fuck it. Two tequila slammers, please.
Yes! It's up and down. It's like when you're traveling, it's up and down. We're more than normal, you know? Like, we're not more up and down. You know what I mean?
No.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
A monkey.
Monkey?
Yeah, monkey.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
There's a good little fella. Right, I'm off to enjoy a night of running around in the dark with a gun.
And you've got to stay here and be good for Uncle Michael.
Settle down, relax and get comfy, because you, my friend, are going nowhere. Oh, bollocks. Colin!
glad we decided to stay in Twist.
So nice here. Just you and me together.
Been naughty.
Naughty.
I've lost Colin.
How?
He just ran off. Brian, we've got to find him.
Probably come back.
What if he doesn't? If there's one thing I've learned from the military, it's never leave a man behind.
It's a dog.
Or a dog.
Okay.
Bye, Twist.
I think Steve very nice.
Yeah, she's cool. Very cool, yeah.
She's quite quiet.
Yeah. Joker, she talks more than you do.
Really?
Yeah. And she's very funny as well. Very funny. She really makes me laugh.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad for you. I'm glad. I'm really glad.
What about you? You've,
glad.
You got someone special you're not telling me about?
No, I think I put men off.
No.
No, I do. Trust me. Hey, come on.
Pull my finger.
What? Look, you're a beautiful, talented woman. Now, I'm going to go to the toilet, OK? And I bet you any money, when I come back, there's going to be some bloke sat here chatting you up. You having a good night?
What?
Are you having a good night?
Yeah. You?
Oh, yes.
Listen, mate, you don't know where I could get my hands on some puff, do you?
Not at the moment, no.
Have you got any?
Just got a split worth.
Can I buy it off you?
No. It's just for me and my dog.
Do you remember that, the Kiora advert? Do you remember?
It's 200 across!
It's brilliant.
What are you talking about?
You remember that, don't you?
Hi, Dom. Yeah. This is Dwayne Benzie.
This is Dwayne Benzie.
Tim.
Hi. I didn't expect to see you here.
You stole my girlfriend.
I'm Tim, this is Tim.
Dwayne.
Tim. Hi.
This isn't the kind of place I'd expect to find you.
That's funny. It's exactly the sort of place I'd expect to see you.
But what's that supposed to mean?
You work it out.
All right, then.
You're Dwayne. The Dwayne.
Dwayne Benzie.
The Dwayne Benzie that...
stole my girlfriend.
Well... that depends on which way you look at it.
Yeah, I think Tim looks at it that way.
Yes, I do. Yes.
So, Tim, how have you been? Haven't seen you since,
Yeah, well, no hard feelings, eh?
You shot me in the bollocks, Tim.
Like I said, no hard feelings.
You're lucky I didn't sue.
Well, why didn't you?
I'm not a monster, Tim. Besides... I know you don't have much in the way of assets.
I heard you got back together with Sarah.
She came to her senses.
She not out tonight?
No, she's,
working late.
She's got a presentation.
Putting in a lot of overtime, is she?
What's that supposed to mean?
You work it out. Daisy, we're leaving.
Oh, nice to meet you, Daisy.
Yeah. Pull my finger.
Daisy!
Minicab?
No, thanks.
I'm glad we got out of there when we did, because that could have got a little bit nasty.
How about that split?
I told you, we're not selling.
We're not buying.
You what?
Blondie's got something for me, ain't you, Blondie?
No. Yes, yes. Daisy, give them the stuff.
Only that 12?
Daisy, look at them!
Ooh, mama! Just what I've been looking for.
I cannot believe this.
Tim.
I can't believe I got mugged by the Red Hand gang.
Oh, come on.
And my new girlfriend's sleeping with her boss.
She's not sleeping with her boss. And besides, what if she is? Sometimes it pays to be single. Look at Marcia. You know what she told me the other day?
What?
I was going to be an Olympic athlete, you know.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
I'll tell you. I was a sprinter. A fast one, too. Why do you think I've got such ace pins? They're my souvenirs. Fork Lightning Klein, they used to call me. I was all set for stardom. Sailed through the districts in 67, walked the nationals, all set to wow the Olympic selection committee, when suddenly, bang.
You got shot.
Might as well have done. I was coming back from training one night, when suddenly this Mini Cooper comes out of nowhere and knocks me off my bike. Next thing I know, I'm sprawled out on the pavement with this pillocking tight trousers standing over me, saying, "Oh, sorry, love, I didn't see you, I was going too fast, I was drunk." Anyway, he gives me his bottle of Jack Daniels. "I don't drink," I said. "Oh, go on, love, it'll help with the pain." He was not wrong.
My God.
Yep, fractured me tibia, fell behind on me training, eventually lost interest.
What happened to the pillock?
I married him in 69. I often wonder what would have happened if I hadn't been knocked off my bike. Where would I be now?
Thanks, Des. Coming up, the latest from the Five Nations at Twickenham and a report from the final round of the Davis Cup. Tim.
Thanks. I know, I'm being stupid, I know. I'm paranoid. You know, I've been hurt. I keep thinking about what happened with Sarah.
That is in the history, yeah? That's past. Stop thinking about Sarah.
Well, I don't think about her, really. I don't miss her. You know, I don't think about what it would have been like to get married, you know, move into a nice detached house in Highgate, have a couple of kids and a Prologic surround sound TV. I don't think about that in a studio. Thanks.
You're a winner, yeah? Sod the grass. You've got good friends, you've got a good job, and you've got a foxy lady.
I'm the luckiest man in town.
Have a nice night, Tim.
Get on that.
This in grass.
What?
It's oregano.
How can you tell?
I'm a catering student.
Get the car.
Can you make your way out now, please?
We should do this more often.
Yeah, it's your birthday soon. We could have a big blow, couldn't we?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Hey, here's the plan. We go home, we watch some telly, and we eat some stew.
Ah, now that's a plan I like. Have you got your keys?
No.
Shit, I've left mine in the other pub.
It'll be closing in 5 minutes.
Oh. What? You know what?
He who laughs last, laughs longest.
What do you think we should do?
Let him have it.
Thank you.
Minicab.
Yes, Harry. Step on it.
You bloody idiot! Have you any idea how much this card cost? Why don't you piss off back to Womford where you belong? You little prick. Hey? Hey? Clever boys.
I can't believe you said step on it.
Why?
Well, I wanted to say
it. You think we're going to have to wait here all night?
I'm cold.
You know what I was saying earlier on?
About what?
You know, about being single and that. I think the thing is just not to go looking for it, you know? I think things happen when you least expect them to.
Yeah?
Yeah. Isn't that your dog?
Aren't those your keys?
Yeah.
I must have had them all along.
Come on.
Have you two just been taking Colin out for a midnight stroll?
Yes.
Didn't you go on your reconnaissance mission?
Sort of.
Come on, we're just in time for stew. Come on, chop, chop.
That was a great stew, Daisy.
Another one.